Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to Jules and Sarah the Podcast.
Which is a very, very special edition of the podcast because look who we've got in between us. It's June!
Hello, listeners.
The Portsaloo crew!
The Portsaloo crew, of course.
Oh my gosh, Mom. So we're in Mum. We were going to go in the summer house, but it's frightfully hot.
Too hot.
Yeah.
And we've just walked around Sarah's house working out which room was less echoing.
I'd like to say it's not my house at all. It is, of course, June's
yes, of
manor.
Course. Apologies, June.
But I couldn't actually risk Herbie not coming to chat. The man that's taking the marquee down.
Yes, Herbie's taking the marquee down.
And he does like a chat. So.
Yeah, he does. He bangs on, doesn't yes. he, June Herbie? Lovely man, lovely marquee. June has also got terrible hay fever.
Awful. Move the lilies, darling.
Yes, absolutely. if you are listening in the Portsloo crew and you suffer with hay fever, no one knows your pain better than June.
No, and people keep buying me flowers because my birthday's in June. When I get the hay fever, I have to graciously say how lovely and put them out.
Oh, June.
Oh, it's a double-edged sword in this house, isn't it?
This is hell.
I want them on the compost bin.
Hell is people Ooh. Bringing you flowers when you've got hay fever.
In June.
In June, when it's your birthday. I don't know how you're sitting upright and dressed, June. You should be in bed with smelling salts. A cold compress across the eyes.
Actually, I'm a bit bloodshot on the right one, aren't I?
Oh, I didn't like to say, June.
I'm too polite of a guest, June. Yeah. I would
you
never
look
say.
Like a pug.
Jules has been the perfect guest.
I've been struggling to know which flowers are real. And which are you on?
I have to vouch now. I have seen June's artificial flowers.
What yes.
And what was my word, Sarah?
Exemplary.
They are exemplary.
They were by the mothership, which is what I'm calling the DVD player and the video player.
The mothership.
The hub.
Yes. And they were there, weren't they? And everyone said, gosh, they haven't wilted at all in the heat. And of course they don't.
Because they're made of plastic.
Yes.
But I enjoyed feeling each one because there's some that are unopened lilies. Yes. But they're just foam. They feel so weird. Sarah and I just stood for a while just squeezing them. Like, it feels a bit like an udder.
It does. Yes. They do. They're just unopened lilies. But these
Did
ones...
Did they fool you slightly?
Are they real?
Yes.
Oh, we've got flowers in front of us. I was trying to work out which
They're
ones.
The devils because they pollinate. There are pollens everywhere on those lilies.
She's waiting for them to die. She's yes. putting them by a radiator.
Strategic.
Put them in the sun.
Mum once said, this was a quote from June a couple of years ago. She's like, look at those flowers. They've lasted me 2 weeks. It was worth turning the heating off for. We were freezing the lilies. They kept going and going, giving and giving and giving. Now, we should explain why...
What the hell I'm doing here?
Why did we come up? Why are we here, Mum? Say about you do. What
well,
is it?
Well, because in June, we have three big events in a marquee in our garden in aid of Francis House Children's Hospice in Didsbury.
Yes. You've had how many blow dries?
Oh, three.
Three events, three blow dries. Yes.
I understand completely,
June. She's been up and down to Tony and Guy.
Uh-huh.
They've kept a parking
Such
space
volume.
For you.
I know.
And they gave me dozens and dozens and dozens of complimentary cans
oh my gosh.
Of the latte and mocha Baileys to sell
this
at the
is,
events.
Now, this is hilarious. So I came up, Mum was like, I've got these new drinks. And they are little cans of Baileys iced coffee. I said, where have you had these from? You've been siphoning them off. From Tony and Guy,
haven't you? They didn't want them. They're inundated with them. They said, take take them off my hands. So that's what I've done.
And did you reverse the car up, load the boot up?
Well, yeah. For 3 weeks, I carried home 24 cans a time. It's a bit heavy, though.
Heavy on the fuel, June. In and out of Shell, topping up.
So you've siphoned them off. How many did you get?
How many did I get? Well, they did. They said they were sick of them because the Orangina cans had come in now.
Right.
I understand.
Yes, so, a summer drink.
Yes. And so I must have 53. And I think we sold a whole six, didn't we, sir?
I think you sold six cans, June.
To 500 people.
That was worth trailing them into the car for, wasn't it? Loading up the car and bringing them home. You're going to be drinking them from now till Christmas. That's it.
I gave you Grandma 12 and I put six in the raffle.
I think some will be turning up in my car as well. Absolutely. It'll be one of these Bailey's cans will just keep turning up.
You'll never get rid of them.
No, they last until March.
And then Mum was like, we've got to shift them. They're up in March.
we can't use them for next year's events.
Oh, my God.
So that's been it. So this is the morning after the three events, and the house is a complete wreck, but we're happy and we've raised lots of money.
But can I just say, though, that the final morning, June, you've done the most incredible complimentary breakfast.
Yes. Continental.
Oh, that's it.
Continental. We didn't have to pay a penny.
Credit cards on the way out.
You take contactless. Yes.
She's got a tip pot.
Yes.
But yeah, the most amazing breakfast ever. Oh, I was very quiet at that table, just eating.
Yes. Well, you were concerned about feeding Jules because you had the brief through prawns, no prawns, but crayfish.
No mammals, no birds, no reptiles.
Yes. Dairy. No dairy.
Not much of the dairy.
I did have almond milk, but you never asked for it and I didn't want to open it.
Oh, that's going to be poured away then. That's that.
I have got almond milk.
That'll still be here at Christmas.
Yeah. Do pop back for your almond milk.
It's fresh. It's not long life. So what are we going to do with it?
June, you'll have to get it down. You're with the Baileys. Well, pint of ice. Pour them in. You'll have a lovely afternoon.
Well, it's too hot for porridge.
It is too hot for porridge.
Oh. Let's talk about yesterday, though.
Yes.
What an event.
Jules came up yesterday for said event. I mean, you had a right morning of it even before you'd set off.
Oh, it didn't start well, June, and I didn't really tell you the full
kit
and
caboodle.
Too busy to listen. But I woke up with an incriminating accidental hangover. It was one of those moments where I woke up and I thought, can I do this? Can I drive this alone?
Oh, it was touch and go for a time.
Well, the rave music was on. No, I can conceal it very well, June. I've been working in the beauty industry for many years. I know the trick in the book.
You had a plate full of quiche and salad kept back by...
Jane Rudd the caterer.
Good quiche it was. Yes. But I arrived after quite the journey, a pilgrimage to June.
Yeah, it was.
And how was I greeted?
Me, pissed on the lawn. I was so drunk. Well, we'd been on the buvette, which is June's rosé fizz, which we're both taking a case home, all money to the hospice, all supporting the charity.
And we got a great discount by Majestic for charity.
Terrific discount. Yeah. Big up Majestic. You can park. You can always park at Majestic. Yeah.
But you know, I made a mistake and I'm always trying to get my events better every year. But the mistake I made was, especially at the concert, the jazz concert last Saturday night, it was Ascot, the opening day yesterday.
Yes.
People were saying, have you got champagne? And I was saying, no, we've got the buvette. And they went, not sure about that. Oh, no champagne. Well, we'll have, is it fizzy? Is it cold?
And I thought, the buvette will see you through.
We're missing a trick here. If they want Bollinger, we should get Bollinger.
Yeah.
Strapline I've had through life, too.
Bung on 100%. It's sale or return. You can't lose.
Yeah, you can't, June. Give them what they want, June.
I've always said, no, we don't need it. But they want it.
They want
it. It's Cheshire and we have to give it them.
Absolutely.
But the thing I liked about buvette, though, is it does taste better the more you drink.
It really does.
It really, grows in flavour.
Did you mix your whites and your rosé?
Whites, reds, rosés, Baileys. We had the lot, June. It was just one cocktail.
It was quite
over
the
here.
Curdle when it came.
Oh, it was actually. And we've got to say a big up to Lisa and Marie for working that bar, the Barmaids of Dreams.
I had great chats with those two. Oh, they are amazing.
My girls from Stoke-on-Trent.
They're such a giggle.
Oh, the buvette, they were flying out, popping here, popping there.
They're very, very, very good. And they'll get two chairs out the back of the tent, one soapy water, no need for rubber gloves with them, one soapy, one rinse.
That, yes.
Yeah.
And they'll be washing up as they go. We, yep. Out of all those people, I think we only had to wash about 12 glasses.
And they were just ours that we carried on late into the night with. But we've got to talk about the auction. So we did an auction with the quilts. So managed to get Pat from the sewing group. She donated two quilts.
Pat in a hat.
Pat in a hat for the ascot. That was it. And Jules, very kindly, as I was getting the bids going, raising the money, Jules was really getting the excitement going over the quilts.
I
building.
Was Debbie McGee.
You were modelling them.
Very glamorous
around,
assistant.
Demonstrating that it is reversible. It is.
But the thing that was hard about modelling a quilt was it was... a very tepid day, and inside that marquee, things were getting very hot. I was in a white jean.
Yeah, you were.
So I was going up and down that marquee, and then, I mean, the bouvette had kicked in. I offered an hour with myself with the quilt.
Rolling around on it, on the lawn.
I can come with the quilt, ladies.
You were like, I'll throw in an hour. 2 hours!
Yes. Some people laughed, others looked terrified.
They all wanted it, though. Modelling the quilt, drunk Jules, modelling a quilt in June's marquee. I think my life peaked in that moment. I don't think I need anything else, I'll be totally honest. That was it. Life made. We've also must talk about what happened after the guests had left.
That's when the real shenanigans went
on. That was
on.
It, with the walk-in fridge.
We were so hot, we stood in the fridge drinking.
Yeah, we did.
Well, it was a combination of like hot and starving, like bouvette hungry.
Yes.
And so we'd found these leftover sandwiches in this fridge. Sarah and I got in the fridge, had a sandwich. June suddenly worked out that we were in the fridge, came and joined.
Yes,
and slowly but surely, it was like sardines, wasn't
it? Yeah. We were hanging out between the bins and the walk-in fridge. June produced a bottle of Sauvignon from somewhere.
Called Ned.
Called the Ned. And a few glasses, and that was it. I mean, we could have sat there all afternoon eating uncut sandwiches that had been made and put in the back. That tray of cakes.
Rounds of bread.
That's it. More butterfly cakes. Those butterfly cakes. They were amazing, actually.
They were good.
They
I had three.
They were really good. Oh, God, I had about 74. They were amazing. So we had those. We've also got to mention Cheshire Chambers.
Yes, the toilets. I did wash the towels. And I had a horrible...
Good to know.
You know, for the next event. But somebody said to me, are you going to clean the urinals or shall I? My deepest regret was saying, no, go home, I'll do them.
You were a fool, June.
I didn't know what to do with a men's urinal. What?
I wouldn't know how to clean it.
Very smelly, aren't they?
Well, I mean, I would just spray anything on. A bit of lavender, walk away.
Yeah. Hope for the best. Squirt it down, walk away. So these Cheshire Chambers are very posh Portaloos, really. Mm. But when you flush, it's a very strong blue.
Oh, if you're wearing white you don't step back, you're blimmin' hadding.
I found myself flushing and moving back. Right, pressing myself right up against
splashes
the door
everywhere.
Like that. Do you know what I mean? Flush and flee, like that, back.
Flush, flee and fling.
Yeah.
Is it really necessary to have that... concentration.
I wouldn't think about it, June. It's got a lot to deal with. Yeah, a Cheshire Chamber doesn't know what's going to hit it next. It's got to be prepared.
That's true. That's
weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs.
Christenings.
Yes. Oh, God. I've been so drunk at christenings.
Have you?
What is it about christenings?
I haven't really been invited. I think people know it go up in flames. They don't want me there for the christening of their child. They don't want the devil stood in the corner.
I thought you meant because he always gets so drunk and embarrasses himself. Don't invite him again.
What do you buy for christenings now in a contemporary world? What do you get the children?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't get them a little tankard, with a date of... Because I must tell you that I had a tankard made for a christening. For your cousin, engraved, took it in. This is years ago, because, of course, Edward's 32 now.
It was the 80s. Everyone was having silver tankards.
Shoulder pads were big.
Oh, yeah. Shoulder pads were big. It was all
shoulder
silver
pads and tankards. That was the 80s.
What an era.
For christenings, it was either the Peter Rabbit breakfast collection.
Oh, I got that.
Or it was a little tankard engraved. So I had it engraved with his initials. When I went back, his name's Edward Tong. No middle name. They put E.T. on it. And he was an ugly baby. And he's joking, Edward, if you're listening.
Your friend had an ugly baby, and people used to come over and go, oh, what a gorgeous pram.
They did.
But I went to a christening a couple of years ago for Sophia, and I gave a voucher to Sophia that when she came of age, I would teach her how to make the perfect G&T. That was her christening present. I thought, she doesn't need a tankard. She needs a skill. And everybody should know how to make a really decent G&T.
That is a good gift,
darling. Yeah,
it is. It's a good gift.
And it doesn't cost you a penny.
No.
I pulled it together that morning, typed it up, printed it off, took it with.
Did you have an illustration? I love an illustration.
Mum is obsessed with clip art.
Yes.
Like, obsessed.
Is it terribly old-fashioned now?
It's hilarious that you still, in Word, inserting, like, yes, you know, the people dancing and stuff like that.
Incredible.
I mean, really, clip art was the first emoji.
Oh, it was
really
big.
Yeah, clip art was big.
Clip art was massive, and nobody was more
involved.
The Bouvet
advert. Bouvet in a tankard.
That was it. The Bouvet. And also to try and flog the Baileys, which was £1 a can, yes, all money to the hospice.
Yes.
I told you to put dreamy and perfectly chilled.
I did.
Yes, and I enjoyed that strap line.
Yes.
And what did I do with it? I laminated it all.
You did? Honestly.
lamination.
June could not stop laminating everything.
The whole event was wipeable.
The whole it was. Everything you see, you could spill on. Everything was just covered.
Yes.
That is true. Everything was laminated. Everything was laminated.
And of course, the joy is, all the prices change year on year, and I have to re-laminate every 12 months, so that's great.
Why do you have to re-laminate every 12 months?
Because prices, sometimes we don't change our mind about the wine.
Oh, yes.
And next year it'll be Bollinger, so of course that'll have to be re-laminated.
Yes.
That'll all be. But you can't recycle paper that's been laminated because it's neither paper or plastic.
Now,
what
June,
does one do?
I can imagine that's a great source of
it worries
problems
me.
For you as a big recycler.
Big recycler.
June's a big recycler.
I went through all the rubbish bins.
Yep.
It was all mixed up and
you separated it all.
The bottles with a hose.
Yeah, you did very well Sunday morning with a marigold rifling through. And what did you discover the other day is the biggest problem for people to recycle, Mom? What's the worst thing to recycle apart from a laminated sheet telling you how much a Baileys is going to cost
you? That's very similar. Pringles cans.
Pringles
cans?
It's
their nightmare.
They can't recycle them.
Well, you've got your plastic, you've got metal, card. It's all in there and it can't be picked out. Don't buy Pringles. It's very bad for the environment.
There goes our campaign with Pringles.
Oh, yes.
Of course, Pringles, if you are listening.
This is strictly June's opinion.
Yes. Well, yes. These do not reflect the views of the podcast as a whole.
I can see why you'd have a Pringle, though, because they'd travel well, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they
because
do
of the metal
well.
And the card, which is bad for recycling.
Yes.
Whereas a kettle chip, somebody's just going to put something on it and that's...
Oh, June, a heavy tomato, you've had it.
You've had it. A beef tomato.
Yes.
The big ones.
The big tomato.
Whereas I enjoyed our kettle chips last night when we did a revamp.
Oh. Well, we had a bit of a second wind, didn't we, sat outside?
Because after we'd been in the fridge for a bit, we had a bit of a breather, probably about half an hour, where we didn't drink.
Yes. That's it. I had a cup of tea.
And then we sat out in the garden and out came the Bellinis and it all just started again. That's the whole thing we'd done full circle.
All went round again.
And actually, I seem to recall the smoked salmon was on white bread and we didn't fancy it.
Yes!
That's a bit of a strange
comment. So we picked it off.
This is the caterer's sandwiches that were left over.
Yes.
We picked it off, put them on a blini with the caviar.
Oh, it was heaven.
Oh, delicious.
I'd like to point out it was John West caviar as well.
Much cheaper than...
Much cheaper than any sort of genuine caviar at all.
But it does the trick.
We did. And then the best thing was, we all got to experience June's cleansing routine up in the bathroom. It was all in June's ensuite, getting it all
yes.
on.
Yeah, we all cleansed together.
We did. Cleansed, toned and moisturised.
It was a close bond,
I felt,
at that moment.
It was a lovely moment.
As we all stripped off our war paint and showed each other our real imperfections.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh my gosh, so look, shall we do a bit of correspondence?
May we?
Let's! Now look, June, we've had something through. Give me your coffee. That's it. Coffee always comes with a tissue in June's house.
Yeah, Sheila does that too, actually.
Yeah, funny. Because a tissue.
I think it's from having children and you were always mopping bits and what. Now, I'm going to struggle. Oh, no, I'm thinking I need my glasses, but I think I can manage.
Beautiful envelope. Arm's length.
Yes, and where's it come from, Sarah? I can't see the postmark.
The postmark is... Oh, there isn't one, actually. But it is the UK.
Was it delivered by hand? Have we got a stalker?
It says Royal Mail Jubilee Mail Centre. High end. Could be Liz herself.
Could be.
So it's a pink envelope.
It's a pink envelope, first class. Oh. They've got class. And it's got a kiss as I'm opening it.
That's nice.
First class, they've got class. Love it.
A little kiss, two lines. And I love you more than cheese. It's one of those gorgeous little juicy Lucy ones. Sweet. I love you more than cheese. My dearest darling Jules and fabulous Sarah.
Ooh, a little something for me.
Little something for you. I saw this card and thought of you both while waiting for a train. Mm. And after months of thinking about writing in, decided this was a sign.
Oh.
Hopefully, with the message on the card, you will realise how much I love you both.
Oh.
Love the podcast. And I'm a what member?
Proud.
Oh, proud, of course. I'm a proud member of the Portsaloo crew. Loads of love from your dear friend Tess. 5 kisses.
Oh, Tess!
A beautiful hand.
Yes, that is, and that's a nice pen actually as well.
Yes.
Lovely, well done.
Yes, very, very good,
Thank
Tess.
You.
Gorgeous.
That is so lovely. And that does look a little like you when you were little, Sarah.
Oh, I suppose it does, June, in this light.
A big red face and red hair.
Well, Mum, thanks very much.
Only joking, little plaits. Lovely.
So look, we've covered June and all June's comings, goings, whereabouts, bouvettes. How is Sheila?
Sheila, now is in a bit of a has been in a bit of an accessories conundrum.
Oh, God. So difficult in the heat.
So she said, "Can we have a little family WhatsApp?" And I think every family does it. What's yours called?
Powell Gang.
Lovely. So through it came on the Bonhep clan.
Excuse me.
Oh, June's hay fever kicking.
Oh, gross.
And I said, "Oh, Sheila, I love your sunglasses." So I was speaking to her on the phone. And she said, "Oh, of course you do. They were yours." I said, "What?" And she said, "Yeah, you left them out behind one time." And I was like, "I've been looking for those." And she said, "Well, I know how you feel." And she said, "I lent them to your Auntie Heather. We did a walk." And she said, "The whole walk round, I was looking at your Auntie Heather going, shall I give her those or shall I not?" And she decided at the end of the walk, "No, Heather, they're coming back."
Give them back, Heather. You've had what you needed, now give them back.
So yeah, sunglasses shopping at the moment. I'm finding it difficult.
Well, I just make do with a very scratched old pair.
Do you?
Yeah, I can barely see through them. They're so scratched. Have you got prescription sunglasses, June?
I've got prescription. I've got all sorts. I've got some for driving, some for with lenses, some without lenses, some very focal, some not very focal. But I find if you have really nice, expensive sunglasses, you really don't take your eyes off them. You look after them.
Yeah.
Because I'm really on the fence at the moment about investing in some sunglasses. Yeah. I'm the kind of person, I had one set of sunglasses once and they were so expensive. Mm. And I'd had a lot of drink, June, and I was stood in the sea dancing to techno.
Oh.
And I swapped the sunglasses with a really hot boy thinking it was a good pulling routine. And I woke up in the morning and I hadn't swapped them back.
Oh,
got his phone number.
You'd think as you were in a coma on the beach, you'd have just swapped them, wouldn't you?
Well.
Oh, he saw you coming. He thought, yeah, fantastic.
I was like Bridget Jones, just stood there in the ocean.
Oh.
swapping them for his 10 euro ones that he just got off the beach.
That wouldn't happen to me, would it?
That really? June would never hand over a sunglasses.
I wouldn't do a swap. What if someone's head was bigger than mine but and they stretched them?
She would be in the ocean dancing to techno.
Yes.
I'm very hot on this sofa, are you?
Very, very hot. Well, it's very hot everywhere, Mum. You just have to make do with it. We were going to sit in the summer house. You said it was too warm.
Well, it's Herbie. He'd be pestering.
Yeah. People could pestering.
June's taste in paint colours is incredible.
Oh yeah. You were saying this in bed last
night. I am obsessed with it.
June and I had a little sleepover. We had to share a little singles, twinnings winning little room last night. And you were like, you just woke up and went, these paint colours are...
everything.
Oh, she's slapping it on anyway. You may as well get it right. It's the same price, isn't it?
That's how I look at foundation, June.
Yes.
So look, shall we do news from the north?
Let's. Okay, so as I am nestled on June's sofa, I decided to ditch my beloved Yorkshire and east of England, and I've come west.
Great. Come on in, darling.
So this one comes from the Wilmslow Guardian. Wilmslow Animal Sanctuary to host annual fun day. Families and animal lovers are invited to the Wilmslow Animal Sanctuary's annual family fun day. The event returns to the sanctuary in Newgate from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, June 18th.
Just to intervene slightly, that's your kennels, June, isn't it, Newgate?
It's next door.
It's next door.
But we did have a cat from there once. And then when that cat died, I took all the toys and the bed back to there. They were very grateful.
What a full circle you did.
A full nine lives.
The event will host a selection of activities, including a bouncy castle, face painting, tombolas.
Oh, hi.
And tours of the sanctuary. Wilmslow Football Academy will also be in attendance with games and activities, while a host of cakes, tea and coffee will also be on offer. This has got you all over, Sarah.
It does worry me that there would be a ball game next to a tea. That worries me.
With a lot of dogs around.
Yes. As well.
Oh, it's only for cats.
Only for cats.
There won't be any dogs there. It's a cat's place.
I think. Sarah, there are cats in the image.
There's no dogs in there.
I will tweet a link to this article, but there's a picture, and Sarah and I spent a good 15 minutes trying to work out what the hell these animals were.
Oh my good heavens.
I thought they were big guinea pigs.
You can see why people gave up on them. All that grooming.
Oh, it'd be a nightmare.
That's why they were bobbed in the sanctuary.
Yeah.
Nicola Forster from the sanctuary said, "It is a popular day for all the family, especially our younger supporters, who have the opportunity to meet all of our residents and understand what is involved in looking after a pet."
Yes.
The sanctuary simply would not be able to operate without the generous support of our friends and followers and in the local community. So please come along and enjoy a great day. Last year's events raised more than £2,000, and the sanctuary is hoping to raise even more this weekend.
Fabulous.
Oh, fabulous.
So hang on, just to recap.
They've never done that before. Did they say they've done it a few times?
Yeah, did you not get an invite, June?
No.
You're not on the mailing list anymore.
I'm not.
So hang on. Our cat, which cat was it? Grandma.
Yeah.
Did you have a cat called Grandma?
We had a cat called Grandma.
We had a cat called Kitten, and it was Kitten for years. We never gave it a name.
Yeah,
we had a cat called Kitten. We had Kitten from there, didn't we?
Yeah, we had Kitten. You didn't buy Kitten from
them. Oh, no. You'd interviewed, and they're rehomed.
Oh, I never knew Kitten was a rehomed cat.
If you want a cat, you could do a lot worse than go to the Wilmslow's cat sanctuary.
Okay, so you went there, and then I see, when Kitten died, you took back the bed and the toys and everything, and they couldn't have been more grateful.
No, and tons of food. You can't take them back opened, of course, but you know, if you've got any excess...
Nobody's going to take opened food back, are they? You're not going to take half a tin of Whiskers.
No, you put it out for the hedgehogs. They love cat food, don't they?
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to feed them cat food, aren't you? You're not supposed to feed them milk and honey. It's bad for them.
No, they're not allowed. They shouldn't have milk.
They're lactose intolerant.
They are.
Are they?
They're very millennial. June, what have you got?
Well, this is absolutely scary for me when I think what could have been.
Yeah.
Because our concert is normally the Saturday after Ascot.
Yes.
But because Cheetham School of Music couldn't do that, they came last Saturday.
Yes.
And now it's going to be thunder and lightning. This weekend,
June.
It would have been disastrous.
Get the galoshes out by the sounds of it.
But didn't you?
We don't mind now because it's all over.
You did your Ascot event one year, and you said the weather
last year.
You said it was biblical.
It was biblical. It was bouncing off that fridge. We had to get in it to hide from it, and we were perished in it. So this is grab your thunder, buddy. What does that mean?
We'll find out, June. That's the joy of news.
I know what it is. It's probably that it's more fun to watch thunder with a friend.
Right, to buddy up, make an event of it.
Because my mother...
That's the north!
My mother, in a thunderstorm, used to wake us all up and say, there's a storm, come down in the middle of the night, sit us, we'd watch it, and we'd have milk and chocolate biscuits.
Oh, it's honestly June.
That sounds good. Now, I was thinking I would hate to be woken up, but then I was like, milk and chocolate biscuits, I wouldn't mind being woken up for.
And the excitement of the storm. Yes. Let's not forget,
The storm.
I think one of my sisters was scared of a storm, though. And it was
just in it for the biscuits.
Yes. And it was to sort of say, come on now, it's nothing to be frightened of. Look, it's our entertainment.
Yes.
So this is Grab Your Thunder, Buddy. You might need them this afternoon. That's today. It says 2 hours ago.
Absolutely. Oh, very topical news from the north. Topical.
So we're in England. We've had a few days where it's been pretty hot and humid. So what follows that? You guessed it. Thunderstorms. The Met Office has issued a yellow warning of rain for this afternoon in the northwest up until 3 a.m. tomorrow morning.
A yellow warning of rain. I mean, this is hardly breaking news, is it? It might rain. That's what I'm getting from this.
And the Royal Cheshire Show was in Tabley.
Yeah.
So honestly, they might have a bit of a problem because it's on all week.
Oh, no.
And we lost a few people too.
Think on. If you're going to the Cheshire Show.
If you've baked a Victoria sponge for it, take cover. Yes.
Absolutely.
Don't risk it.
So a spokesman added, bouts of rain, heavy and thundery at times, will move in from the west to affect parts of southern Scotland. We always get southern Scotland's weather. Southern Scotland and northern England from the early hours of Wednesday. More extensive thunderstorms may then break out over a larger part of England and Wales from late Wednesday afternoon onwards into Wednesday night, leading to torrential downpours, frequent lightning and a chance of hail.
Hell?
Hell!
It'll be hell, though.
Hell will be breaking loose. Sorry, no, it's hail.
This could result in some disruption, more likely from late Wednesday afternoon, which may include sudden localised flooding of transport routes, homes and businesses.
Terrible.
Frequent lightning in association with the heaviest rain may also temporarily disrupt power supplies.
God, they're getting really excited. This is a lot of what-ifs and maybes and can you imagine?
And they go on to say, however, many places will likely see little or no impact. Well, I've got the biscuits, I've got the milk. Indeed, many parts of the warning area will see dry and sunny weather through much of the daytime on Wednesday.
This is not a story.
This is why I love news from the north.
Yes.
Oh,
something
they promise you somebody could snatch it away. But the warning coincides with the longest day of the year, the summer solstice, which is in fact today.
Is it?
21st. It's the longest day today. So
I shall be dancing naked outside later to bring in the winter.
Absolutely. When the UK gets to enjoy 16 hours and 38 minutes of daylight. That's very precise, isn't it? The sun rose at 4:44 a.m. today and will set tonight at 9:31. I don't believe that. It's always a bit later on the 21st. You've got 10:30. It's usually just...
Well, we'll see June. And you know what? We'll write in if that seems to be the case.
9:31 seems too early.
Basically, the story is there might be a storm, but there might not. That's what's going on here.
Building us up and knocking us down.
I know, but that's news from the north for you. This has come from wilmslow.co.uk. A clean sweep for Wilmslow News this week. Work yourself into a lather and enjoy some good clean fun. The Bubble Rush, now in its third year, is proving to be one of the most successful in the East Cheshire Hospice fundraising calendar, with hundreds taking part last year. More of a fun run than a race. The 5K event is proving a popular event for people of all ages, particularly groups of families. The race was new to the UK when it first introduced in 2015 at Alton Park by the hospice, working jointly with St Luke's Hospice. Are you keeping up? This year, the event will take place on Saturday, July the 1st, and the venue has changed to Audley Park, making it more convenient for bubblers from the local area.
Bubblers.
Last year's bubblers, Rachel Pugh, who took part with her daughters, Sophie 12 and 8-year-old Elizabeth, says they enjoyed tackling the walls of coloured frothy suds that lie around the roots. Rachel said, there are very few events that you can take part as a family. It's all very inclusive, no competition and no pressure on anyone to do anything but to have fun. Jessica Ruth says, says, we can't believe how popular Bubble Rush is becoming such a short space of time. Everyone has so much fun and we hope the change of venue will bring out even more people this year. The event begins at 11:30 a.m. There'll be plenty of food and DJ entertainment before the run. Tickets are available priced £25 for adults and £10 for children. I'm still not clear.
I don't know what it is.
What is it?
I thought it was a car wash at first.
Is it like a bubble pool?
I think it is. I think you do a 5K fun run.
There's nothing fun about 5K.
Coloured bubbles thrown at you.
Oh, it sounds horrendous. What you about your hair?
Juan would not be happy with Eugene, would he?
I said, what have I been doing? I've created it till, you know, that was supposed to last you 4 nights on a silk pillowcase.
Yeah, now
look. What have you done? It'd be all right on day 4. He'd understand. But
June, I think it's safe to say you'll never be a bubbler.
I'll never be a bubbler. Only the Bouvette bubbles will tempt me.
Terrific event. Yeah, June will buy a ticket and sit on the side and have the bubbles Bouvette.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So, do you want to play Would You Rather?
Always.
Maybe.
June and Jules, would you rather know it all or have it all?
Know it all.
Have it all.
Now, June, that, there's a bit of smugness that would come with knowing it all.
Knowledge is all. Materialism is a bit, just a bit.
Well, you wouldn't think it looking at your rugs, June. No,
or that silk pillowcase,
oh,
June.
That's true. Or the chairs that cannot be sat on.
Yeah, can we just say that Jules has perched on a chair that cannot be sat on.
I hyperventilated and had to go out.
I know, you couldn't watch. Mum, June genuinely couldn't watch while Jules sat on a chair that could not be sat on.
I live on the edge.
You do.
You sat on the edge.
So why? What are you imagining when you know it all? What are you imagining
I'm
knowing?
Imagine, you know when people have a little talk about Brexit and they want to fathom it all out, and I just think, oh, if only I could perk back with something because I'd know it all. Or perhaps a little conversation on Mahler's Seventh Symphony. Would I know it all?
Yes.
Well, I'd like to know it all and say, no, you're wrong there, because his second movement,
yes,
really, he had this in mind. I think it'd be great to know it all.
Know it all. People go, oh, God, June's on again. Knows it all.
No, but that's don't invite June to the pub quiz. No one else will win.
You could yeah, June's been banned from pub quizzes for knowing it all.
My sister was banned from Guess the Weight of the Cake at Fates.
Yeah, because she's a midwife, so she used to hold all the babies.
And she'd go, £5.2.
Yeah. She won all these cakes.
Yeah.
She wasn't allowed.
She was banned. She couldn't cope with Guess the Sweets in the Jar. She was hopeless.
Yeah, rubbish.
And that's a game that is not seen enough, Guess the Sweets in a Jar.
Yeah. And also there's Guess the Name of the Monkey. You know, like you'd get the toy monkey.
Yeah. And guess the name of the baby doll and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sort of.
But guess the weight of the cake. She'd just pick it up, £6.6, put it down. Yeah. Damn, every time Leslie Adams walking away with that Christmas cake.
Yes.
She didn't buy a Christmas cake for 12 years.
No, she didn't.
She just kept winning them.
She was very good on her weights of up. She very couldn't good. Cope over £10.12 though, because that's the biggest baby you're likely to encounter. Maybe.
Yeah.
In her department.
Mind you, I don't think I'd want a Christmas cake that weighed more than £10.10.
No. Massive. That's
yeah.
a doorstop.
Oh, yes. You've been eating it for weeks.
And people aren't going to make donate that many eggs in a
no.
cake. They're not going to do it.
No, if you know you're raffling it off, you're
you'd
not going to bother, are
I'm
you?
I'm sticking at 8.
You'd give it the cheap brandy, wouldn't yeah. you?
Oh, you'd weigh no. your 8 eggs and then your fat, sugar yeah. and flour. Yeah.
So you're going for knowing it all.
I'd love to know it all.
I'm going to go for have it all because I don't know it all and I quite like ignorance is bliss.
Yes, absolutely. But look at the lovely things you could have.
Yes, very true.
So look, June, we can't thank you enough, perched on your hot sofa.
Oh!
Being drip-fed Bouvette for 2 days.
Sneezing over a lily.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trying to stop the dog coming in.
Yes.
Ruby the Labrador.
Thanks for putting me up.
We've yeah. loved having you.
Oh, I love it at the Powell household.
I'd like to say as well, Jules got the white company linen. Not many people
oh,
get
yes.
that.
My brother had the Sainsbury's.
I put it yeah. on my Instagram stories today that I couldn't tell where the linen ended and I began because yeah. it's all blue stripes.
Oh, yes. You've done very well keeping Ruby at the door as well. Keeping
yes.
Ruby. We haven't even mentioned Ruby. Ruby's been
Ruby's
with
hot.
Us all weekend.
She can't be bothered.
The best thing is, Ruby doesn't know what to do with herself. She's a black Labrador. She's
she was
very,
a winter
very
puppy.
Hot. But also, she has to follow Mum round everywhere. So every time Mum moves, you can see it in her face. She's like, Oh, right. Like trailing behind and then falling
to
on
the marquee all week.
Yeah, bless her. She can't leave you alone.
She's had
like,
enough.
Oh, must I move again?
She's so loyal.
She's so loyal. Too loyal. Too loyal for her own good.
Yes.
We absolutely adore you for listening. We can't tell you. You can get hold of us anytime. I'm at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Von Hat.
And the address, should you wish to write to us, is...
Jules and Sarah, the Port Salut Crew HQ, P.O. Box 66747. I'll just repeat that. P.O. Box 66747 for those that are writing it down. London NW5 9GH.
Lovely.
Beautifully
lovely.
Read, June.
Thanks. You can tell she was a primary school teacher. Has everybody got that? I'm going to repeat it.
Yes, I repeat a lot of things.
We always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week.
What have you gone for?
It's an affirmation.
Let's have it.
June, would you like to read it?
May I? You're the cheese to my cracker.
Oh!
You're the little cheddar cheeses to my
cracker.
Oh,
that's it. You're the chutney to mine, June.
You're the oatcake to me.
Absolutely. Oh. Robust.
And I love the photograph.
Yes, it's written on the side of a knife. You can buy it.
Yes.
Fully available somewhere.
Not on the high street.
Yeah. June, have you enjoyed yourself?
Immensely.
Oh, good. We absolutely adore you for listening. June, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.